Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 11th of December, Entering Rest. It is important to understand that a person enters rest by receiving the inheritance that was promised to Abraham and his seed, Christ. This is what it means to be blessed. The blessing is obtained through obedience to the Word of God. We know that the generation of Israelites who had been delivered from their slavery in Egypt failed to enter rest because they hardened their hearts and were disobedient to God's word spoken by his messengers, Moses, Joshua, and Caleb. They denied the word of God because they feared the giants in the land. Paul, quoting from Psalm 45, reminded his readers of this fact, writing, "Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation, and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." Having been born of God, we enter his rest and progressively obtain the promised blessing by walking on the pathway of salvation that Christ pioneered for us. We walk on this path through obedience to the word of Christ that is proclaimed by his messengers. Paul described an obedient believer's progressive attainment of this blessing as partaking of Christ. Writing to the Hebrews, he said, "Exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 to 11, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9, and Hebrews chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. For further study, Hebrews chapter 4.